Welcome to Coffee Break with Trail Youth, where we listen and support teens with their everyday struggles. We will bring awareness to issues that teens are too afraid to share their feelings to others about. We want you to listen with an open mind and stress-free as we share with our audience what teens truly feel every day.
Hello, today we are going to preview this upcoming season and recap last season's many struggles and good parts. And today I'm recapping and previewing with me, my name Nick, and my friend.
Hello, my name is Joseph, aforementioned other person slash friend. And this season is going to be a little bit different from last season. Last season was very good, I think. We talked a lot about mental health, and we had a great time while we were doing it, and everybody had a lot of fun, and I definitely remember what I said. And so this season, we have a new podcast member, Nick, who introduced himself a little bit ago, and we're going to be talking about more of the practical side of self-care, such as eating food that does not kill you within 30 years, and just other general mental health topics.
Drug and alcohol abuse.
Yeah, like those. Don't do that. Yeah.
So another thing about this new season is specifically the topics that Joseph didn't cover. They're ranging from bullying and mental health to life after high school and staying safe. And staying safe, I don't know exactly, but that's probably going to have us delve into like staying safe at school, maybe even having to do with like active shooter events or earthquakes or fires.
I would say that staying safe also covers, like you said a second ago, drug and alcohol abuse, how not to get into those, like you said, school shooter scenarios, although sadly I think most, if not all, of the listeners already know how to handle themselves in that situation. Earthquakes, that's a good one, because earthquakes are a lot more common here in a good old Washington state. I would say tornadoes, but I don't know how to deal with tornadoes. Like, what do you do? What do you do in a tornado event? Yeah. Yeah, so staying safe. We had bullying. Bullying is a topic that we covered last season, but I'm thinking that we can do it better this season. You know, improvement. You know, just lots of great work on improvement around here lately. Yeah.
So now we're going to move on to statistics. The first one I'll list off is that our most common topic is mental health and self-care. Yeah, I think that not really a surprise, since that's kind of our motto, mental health. And self-care is kind of associated with that. I also think that, well, it's probably the most important thing when covering teen issues. So I think it's good that it's the most common topic, because I feel like if we weren't focused on mental health and self-care, we wouldn't really be talking about teen issues. Because I feel like if we, it'd be like we aren't representing teens. We're just representing, well, who knows?
Another fun statistic is that an episode that we haven't done before is a podcast about fun things to do alone slash with friends. But luckily, that's no longer going to be a correct statistic, because this season, that's an episode that we're going to be covering, along with other podcasts, episodes such as we're going to be doing Going Outside Your Comfort Zone When You're in Dangerous what to do when you're in dangerous situations, cooking basic meals, and teen recovery spotlights. We're going to be talking about flyer locations, previous season recap and new season review, which you're listening to right now. And that's most of our new episodes, I think, that we've come up with. But hey, what's wrong with old classics? Another fun statistic is that we have our tied for second largest listened to country. Tied is Germany and Austria, actually, which I think is an incredibly fun fact.
Now we're going to move on to how many views. We have 4,151 views all time. Yeah. And that's that adds up to 11 plays on average per episode. Yeah, I guess it just shows, I mean, Joseph just listed off just Germany and Austria. And also, we have a bunch of less than 1%. Which we're not going to mention them because they're kind of...
Would 0.5...
They're under the radar.
Would 0.5 be one person?
So, yeah, we were wondering, what would less than 1% be? So, to the viewers out there,
viewers out there who know math.
What is his less than 1%?
What would 0.5% mean?
Let's next move on to the questions. So the first question, what's your favorite moment from last season?
Gosh, it was a whole 4 to 5 months ago, so of course I remember nothing about it. But I would say my favorite part of personally my time on the podcast so far would definitely be I think one time I admitted that I hit a kid in the stomach because he called me Joe Mama. That was kind of weird. Why did I do that? It's fine.
In the podcast?
No, as in like in middle school, a kid was calling me Joe Mama because, you know, middle school humor, and I hit him.
That's
strange. What was your what?
So bad.
What are some other questions? Oh wait, are these for the listeners? These are questions for the listeners.
All right, go ahead.
All right, listeners. Why are you listening to this podcast? Is there a specific reason? Were you possibly on it? It's possible.
So actually, the question, why have I chosen this podcast? Well, I think that kind of connects to me too. Kind of like, why did I join this podcast? Well, I guess I would say I joined this podcast because, well, it was one way to help at our coffee shop. Yeah, I just really wanted to get into the minds of teenagers and see what it really was about. Plus, there have been many times this season where I've been like, maybe that's true about myself. Like, I'm sure you felt that many times. It's like, this podcast is actually giving us what we go through, you know? Like, it reminds us of there's a lot of stuff going through that we just don't know about, and our parents don't know about. So, hopefully our parents are listening, so they actually know, like, what are in our minds. So, another question. How has the recording process gotten easier or harder?
Well, I can make this pretty concise. Last few times I was on a podcast, it'd be pretty simple. We'd come in and we'd plug in a big microphone that would sit in the middle of the table, and it had like a backboard on it with foam, so it would block out a bit of the like clearness that we're in a room filled with boxes and tables and such. And then now when I walk in to record a podcast, I get this little mic that I'm currently recording on. And I put it on top of my computer and I plug it in and then I troubleshoot for 5 minutes sometimes. And then I don't hear any audio because for some reason it thought it was a headphone. And then we record. So I'd say, maybe a little bit harder to record sometimes now, but otherwise, it's definitely become a bit more streamlined from my point of view.
Now we are going to talk to the creator of this podcast, and she's going to tell us about the origins of this podcast. So why don't you take it away, Tanya?
Hi. I'm Tanya Gwynn. I'm the executive director and co-founder. It was actually right back when we opened up our coffee home in 2018. Kristen Zure, who was the executive director at the time, kind of led the way with our podcast, which is called Coffee Break with Trail Youth. We wanted to have a podcast where youth could have their voices heard. We created this space because we saw so many youth that were struggling. They didn't feel seen. They didn't feel like they had a voice, and we see youth every day that are struggling with a variety of issues. And so just, asking them how we can help, asking them what kind of topics they'd like to listen to, kind of got us launched in our first 4 seasons. And now we're about to launch season 5, which we're very excited about. And I know Nick, yourself, and Joseph, and the rest of the team have been working hard to get this going. It's on mental wellness, and a lot is focused on recovery. We have a new young person's recovery group that meets here every Thursday night. So, yeah, looking forward to this season and just looking forward to sharing our mission of letting everyone know that they are loved, valuable, and here for a purpose.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for sitting down.
And now we're going to come back with a fun statistic. Our most used device to listen to our podcast right now is web browsers with a 50% rate. The second most one is Apple Podcasts with 38%. And the next most used one is Spotify with 13%, which is fun because I thought it would be mostly Spotify.
So finally, to finally preview our season, I'm going to first mention that you can join our podcast as a guest in an interview. So all you need to do is at the preview of this episode, at the bottom of the episode, it should have a link to the Google form that you fill out to become an interviewer. And then we'll sign you up. So if you take the Google form, then you can be a part of our podcast as an interviewee, I think you would call it. And then the other thing is the format. So most of our podcasts will go, for these three categories: topics, stats, and questions to ask. But when we have an interview, or obviously it's kind of just the interview is the entire podcast. But for those three categories, that's how we're mainly recording.
And that's going to do it for our preview of the next season of Coffee Break with Trail Youth. Thanks for tuning in, and goodbye.
All right, well, that was our end of our season preview. Feel free to listen to our past seasons. We have probably about hundreds of past episodes. Thanks for listening, and can't wait for everybody to join in our adventure through the season. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Coffee Break with Trail Youth. We hope you get a sense that you can share with our Trail Youth podcast team, as well as with your friends and family, what we talk about in these episodes. feel free to check us out and visit our website in North Bend and our Snoqualmie Cafe. You can learn more by visiting our website, trailleafcoffee.org, and or following us on our Instagram and Facebook pages. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and stay tuned for next week's episode.